Alright, what's good? What's good? I'm back. Took a little week off. Had to relax, rest up, you know. Before I get started, don't forget, hit that click now, subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Hit that like, hit that share, hit that comment. Good or bad, all engagement is good engagement. I'm going to get into a few sports topics. First, I'm going to get into some NFL. I'm going to go over the standings right now, you know what I'm saying? Get my take on things. Right now, the Cardinals are looking good. They're 6-0. They're looking like a team that's serious. All the moves they made in the offseason seem to pan out. A.J. Green, J.J. Watt. Rams are looking good. They're 5-1. But they're typically always around that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to really judge the Rams come playoff time. Same thing with the Cardinals. I mean, this is going to be their first – they keep it up. This is going to be their first playoff run with Kyler Murray. And we'll see how that goes. Green Bay, I mean, they're 5-1. They're winning that division. I mean, Vikings are 3-3. Nobody stands a chance of catching up with them. Green Bay's in there. Dallas, I mean, they pretty much got that division locked up. I hate to say it, you know. Dallas has got it locked up. Washington's at 2-4, man. I mean, unless Dallas does what Stephen A. Smith says, like, you know, anything that could go wrong, that could possibly go wrong, goes wrong for him towards the end, I don't see them losing that division. So, I mean, you might as well say that's division winners right there, Dallas, Green Bay. Now, Arizona and the Rams, I mean, that's going to be a fight. You know, it's 5-1 and 6-0. So the Rams could end up winning that division because the Cardinals could end up losing some games. What do we got? Tampa Bay is at 5-1. Seattle at 3-2. Tampa Bay's got their division pretty much locked. Tampa Tom is in full effect. He's balling out. You got Tennessee, AFC South, 4-2 over the Colts. Tennessee's probably going to easily win this division. I don't really see the Colts, you know, standing a chance. Then you got Houston Texans and Jacksonville. Jacksonville just won their first game recently. Buffalo 4-2 over New England, 2-4 in their division. Buffalo is going to win that division, without a doubt. Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos. This is going to be an interesting division because from the looks of it, Raiders or Chargers are going to win the division. But it's 4-2, 4-2, 3-3. I mean, Chiefs can easily just win, like, the rest of their games. They can easily win the rest of their games here on out. But it's still going to be tough. I mean, 6 games in, 10 games to go, if I'm not mistaken. Chiefs could easily go 10-0. You know? So that's going to be good. That's a good division to watch out for, Chargers, Raiders, and Chiefs. You got Baltimore and the Bengals and the Browns. The Browns are 4-3. Baker's hurt. I don't know. I don't really. Browns are probably done for the season. I mean, they might make the playoffs still. Who knows? Wild card. But it's not looking good. Bengals instantly. Joe Burrow, second year. They're already fighting for a division, you know, title. Which they probably won't win the division, but they, man, at 4-2, the Bengals could easily get a wild card. Easily get a wild card. I mean, and most of the wild cards are going to come from either the AFC West and the AFC North in that division, you know. Then you got this week's games. Let me go over. We got Carolina and the Giants. I'm picking Carolina over the Giants. Jets in New England. I'm going with New England. Kansas City and Tennessee. This is what's really going. If Kansas City loses this game, it's not going to look good. It's like Kansas City done come back down to earth. Teams have starting to catch up with them, figure them out. But we'll see. This game is going to be a big game for Kansas City. So I'm going Kansas City over Tennessee, though. Green Bay, Washington. I'm going Green Bay over Washington. Atlanta, Miami. Both of them teams suck, but I'm going Atlanta over Miami. Bengals and Baltimore. This is a big game because this game right here could tie it up for the division. You know, so and I'm going to go Bengals for the upset. Detroit Lions and the Rams. Detroit hasn't won a game yet. They're like the worst team in the league right now. It definitely isn't Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. It's Detroit. So Rams over Detroit easily. Eagles and Raiders. I'm going Raiders over the Eagles. Arizona and Texans. Arizona for the win. They're going to be at 7-0. Chicago and Tampa Bay. I'm going Tampa Bay over Chicago. San Fran, Indiana. I mean, San Fran ain't as good as we thought they were going to be. I'm going to Colts. We got New Orleans and Seattle. Oh, man. I'm going New Orleans. And, of course, Cleveland barely beat Denver, which isn't saying much. All right, off to the NBA we go. First things first, Charlotte Hornets are 2-0. My hometown, my home state team, I mean. LaMelo Ball is balling out. I mean, we're looking good right now. We got a nice little squad, man. I like the lineup. We done beat Cleveland, and we have done beat the Pacers. Orlando lost to New York. The Knicks won 121-96. Pacers lost to Washington. Washington is actually 2-0. They're looking pretty good right now, you know. Toronto beat Boston. Boston, man, I don't know what's up with Boston. Boston doesn't look too good right now. It doesn't look like the Celtics are going to have a good season right now. I'm going to tell you what, if they have a very bad season and they don't even make the playoffs, and because I think, I'm about to check the standings, but I think they're 0-2 right now. That's not going to pan well for them. Like, they're going to do major breakups and major moves. Brooklyn beat the Sixers 114-109. I mean, Brooklyn's still a team to reckon with just James Harden and Kevin Durant and all the other pieces they got around them. New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Bulls. The Bulls are 2-0. I like the Bulls. Bulls are looking good right now. DeRozan, Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, Vujicic, whatever his name is, and Patrick Patterson. OKC lost to Houston, and Denver beat the Spurs. Jokic dominates, as Nuggets term, back Spurs rally. All right, so let's see. Is there any more games? Okay, Utah beat Sacramento 110-101. And Phoenix beat the Lakers 115-105. Lakers do got some chemistry issues right now, but it's a whole new team, really, except for like three players, maybe four players. So right now, Washington's 2-0, Knicks 2-0, Bulls 2-0, Hornets 2-0, Hawks 1-0, Atlanta 1-0, Bucks 1-1, Brooklyn 1-1. I definitely think Wizards actually look like a good team on paper. You know, with Spencer Dinwiddie, Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma, Bertan, the dude they drafted last year, Montrezl Harrell, and I know I'm missing somebody else. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So Wizards actually look like a good team on paper. You know what I'm saying? They got some good vets in there. They look like they might could win some games. But I don't know that they'll make the playoffs this year. I got Atlanta making it. I got Miami making it. I got Bulls making it. I got the Bucks making it. I got the Nets making it. That's five. And the other guarantee, as I'm going to say, is probably going to be the Sixers. So, and then after that, you probably got Charlotte and the Knicks. And hey, Charlotte, like, we're looking good right now, but we're going to have to see how we play against the real good teams first. Once I see, like, when we start playing against, we start beating Miami and Atlanta, Chicago, the Bucks, the Nets, the Sixers, you know, we start beating those teams, and the Raptors and stuff like that, then I'm like, okay, we're for real. But we're still young. We're still young. Then in the West, you got Utah, of course, they're undefeated right now. Golden State's undefeated, but I don't know that that's going to – I mean, Steph Curry's balling out, but he's going to have a magnificent game every single game for them to keep up what they're doing. Nuggets, of course, undefeated. Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Houston's 1-1, Phoenix 1-1. I mean, Lakers are 0-2, you know, but I think they'll get things together. I got Lakers making the playoffs. I got the Suns. I got the Nuggets, the Jazz for sure. Then maybe Golden State probably will make the playoffs this year. And Dallas will probably make the playoffs this year. And I'm going to say probably the Grizzlies. I'm going to say the Grizzlies make the playoffs this year. Ja Morant is phenomenal. You know, that block he did the other day is just phenomenal. So that's my teams at the West. T-Wolves, they're going to be a sleeper because they, on paper, with Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and the rest of the crew, they look like a pretty good team on paper, man. They got Patrick Beverley back up. They look like a pretty good team on paper. You know, there's no reason they shouldn't make the playoffs because Anthony Edwards are probably going to ball out this year. I see him definitely balling out this year. All right, let me get into a few topics. Kyrie Irving, he's definitely holding still, man. He's taking a stance. Now, Kyrie Irving said that he doesn't want to get vaccinated because he's taking a stance for people who lost their jobs who haven't get vaccinated. Now, I do disagree that people should have, like, they should have not lost their jobs because they haven't been vaccinated. You know, like, this whole time before the vaccination, what were people doing? They were going to work and they were just social distancing and masking up. And a lot of people still went through their jobs and never got COVID. My mom went to work every single day, never got COVID, you know. So this idea that unvaccinated people can't just still mask up and social distance. And then you got people that are actually still getting COVID with the vaccination. You had two NBA players from the Boston Celtics just get COVID and they're vaccinated. And then they still had a quarantine. So what's the purpose of getting a vaccination if you still got a quarantine? That makes no sense. That's so ass backwards. It really is, you know. And Kyrie Irving, I mean, I know he said it's not all about money, but it's easy for a cat that's made millions of dollars to say it's not all about money when you got millions of dollars to just pay your bills. An average Joe at the job couldn't take this kind of stance where they say, well, I'm not going to go to work because, you know, I'm taking a stance of people who lost their jobs because they were not vaccinated. Fortunately, I'm self-employed. I work for myself. So unless I'm telling myself to get vaccinated, it's going to be a hard time for somebody else to try to tell me what I better do, that I better get vaccinated. You know, if you're on TikTok, following live, watching me live, please hit that follow. If you're on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, hit that like, subscribe. So, Kyrie Irving, I mean, it's easy for him to take the stance. He's got a lot of money, even though I do agree that people shouldn't have lost their jobs just because they're not vaccinated. It's so bogus. It's so BS, you know. It really shouldn't have. But I don't know, man. Like, pretty soon, though, like, Brooklyn's going to have to really decide what they're going to do about this. This is going to end up turning into like a Ben Simmons kind of ordeal eventually. It's just really going to affect the team because the longer it goes on and longer it lingers, the longer sports media is going to talk about it, longer Paul Pickett podcast is going to talk about it, you know. Same with this next guy, Ben Simmons, you know. Like Ben Simmons shows up out of the blue, you know. knocking on the door, texting like, yo, somebody let me in. I'm here to get vaccinated so I can come back to work. But he don't really want to come back to work. He's just, it's just a, you know, a scheme, a ploy, a plot to try to not lose the money he's losing, because he comes back and then they try to tell him to do drills, which is part of his job, is what he gets paid to do. And he's like, nah, you know. It's like, if you go to a job, I don't care if you work at McDonald's, you tell the store manager, if the store manager asks you to do something and you tell them no, they could fire you on the spot, man. Tell you to go home, kick rocks, you know what I'm saying? Fire you on the spot, insubordination, you know? When you're an employee, you always have a boss or a manager or somebody who's over you that has authority over you, you know? Maybe Ben Simmons forgot that. Maybe he didn't realize he don't own the Sixers. But, like, he's playing his cards all wrong. The Sixers are playing their cards all wrong. He's playing his cards all wrong. Like, I'm going to tell you what, man. I mean, whatever team he goes to, he better super ball out. I mean, if he don't super ball out, if he does the same thing, like he goes to the playoffs with a team and he chokes and folds, oh, man, he'll be bouncing around the league from team to team. He'll turn into Jeff Green, bouncing around the league from team to team. You know, so Ben Simmons has overplayed his hand. He's not even that great. He didn't even win rookie of the year. I believe he was hurt his whole first year, you know. I mean, his numbers are not really that great. They're really not, you know. They're just not. He doesn't score enough, you know. So Ben Simmons overplayed his hand. They should ship him to, I mean, anywhere they could get any good compensation for him. You know what I'm saying? But Ben Simmons definitely doesn't want to win. He doesn't care about being great. He just did it for a paycheck. And that's part of the athletic privilege that goes on. You know, these athletes, they got all the privilege in the world. They make millions of dollars. Some of them just sit the bench. Some of them make millions of dollars and don't play a single minute, man, the whole year, you know? So, yeah, Ben Simmons, he's playing the victim, you know, he's acting like a crybaby. He's, you know, Ben Super Soft Simmons, that's what I call him now, Ben Super Soft Simmons. He's soft, man, soft as tissue. Enes Kanter made some remarks on Twitter. I guess it was against the Chinese government, had something to do about freeing Tibet and whatnot. And apparently this ain't going to bode well for the NBA in China now. You know, but it's crazy how one big old country like that, like one person speaks out who's not even, all due respect, Enes Kanter is not even from America. He's Turkish. He's from Turkey, which he has warrants out for him right now at in Turkey, which I didn't know. I just found out recently, you know. So Enes Kanter is definitely a person who's going to speak his mind, say what he feels, speak on world events, political matters, use his platform, his social media platforms and whatnot. And, you know, it's just really crazy now, like, we're in a world where everybody's being crucified for words, you know. I thought actions speak louder than words. Apparently, in a sensitive, soft society of today, words speak louder than actions, because, you know, people, like, get upset over words and stuff. Maybe your mommies and your daddies didn't teach you, but there's a thing called sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. You know, if you letting names hurt you, I mean, you're soft, you're sensitive, you're weak-minded, as far as I'm concerned, you know. I know y'all gonna call it like depression and postmortem stress and all this BS that y'all try to put up there. But, you know, stop it, man. My father committed suicide, man, when I was 5 years old. I never met him. Yeah, I used to be depressed. I used to let that linger on my psyche. But what did I say? I let it linger on my psyche, you know. Y'all, but this super soft world, you know, y'all don't know how to not let it linger. Not to just not ignore things, you know, ignore words that can't really hurt you. They can't harm you. They can't assault you. They can't abuse you, you know, mental abuse. I mean, mental abuse is for people who let people mentally abuse them. One thing I learned about stress, it's a choice. People choose to stress. I choose not to stress, you know. Enes Kanter made these remarks. It's not going to bode well for the NBA because apparently a whole country gets sensitive at a Turkish basketball player who happens to just play in an NBA tweets a tweet, and then they want to hold it against the whole NBA. They want to blame the whole NBA for one player coming out and posting some remarks. I mean, that's so weak, man. That is so weak. It's like, you know, if one person does something to me, I don't blame the whole damn world. You know, if somebody in the neighborhood does something to me, I don't blame the whole damn neighborhood for it, man. That's so weak. That's so lame, man. That's so bogus. And that's what, you know, China's doing. They're blaming all of the NBA and all of America because Enes Kanter, who's not even from America, who's Turkish, mind you, you know, happened to just speak on a world event, a political event that he just doesn't feel, you know, he feels is unjust. He feels like there's some unjust things going on, you know. But, you know, let's keep it rolling in this sensitive society of today, the super soft sensitive society today. We'll talk about Randy Moss crying over John Gruden's, like, 10, 15-year-old comments. Like, man... Really, man, like, why would I cry over something that somebody said about somebody in an email over 10 years ago that had nothing to do with me? You know, if I cry, I'm gonna cry over a death of somebody I know, a loved one. Or I cry over movies, you know, usually Denzel Washington movies like Glory and John Q or Will Smith 7 Pounds, you know, like, but I'm not going to cry because somebody insulted somebody else. That is so, that's so soft, man. Like, Randy Moss, man, I wouldn't even run around and tell nobody that I used to play in the NFL because the NFL should be embarrassed right now that Randy Moss even played in the league. I mean, it's so soft. What are you crying for, man? I'm going to cry because somebody insulted somebody else? They didn't insult me. And then guess what? Even if they insult me, so what? So what, Randy Moss? So what? I'm not going to cry over it, you know? Somebody want to call me a honky or a cracker. Or when Charlemagne the God calls white people mayonnaise mammals. I don't cry over it. I don't. Oh, my gosh. Uncle Charlemagne the God called me a mayonnaise mammal. So what? So what, man? Even if he directly said it to my face, I wouldn't cry over it, man. I wouldn't cry over it. One bit. Even if I didn't have any respect for Charlamagne Tha God, you know? I honestly think it's funny. Like, mayonnaise mammals. I mean, it's kind of funny, man, when you think about it. I mean, like, it really is, you know? Mayonnaise mammals. I mean, I'm going to laugh about it more than I'm going to cry about it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all cry over these words and stuff, man. You know? Like, even, this is the thing. The guy that John Gruden made the comments about, he ain't crying over it. I guarantee he ain't crying over it. I guarantee it. He is not crying over it. No, he's not crying over it. So why the hell is Randy Moss crying over it, man? Get freaking crybaby crying on live television over it, man. It's all for clicks, man. It's all for show. Randy Moss is just, he must be trying to get some role in some movie or something, man. Because it's all bogus, you know. But, yep, that's it. That's my take for this episode. This is episode 67. I mean, we're, like, almost there. We're, like, 33 more to go, and we're at episode 100. Don't forget, the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Podcasts, Addict, and more. Also, don't forget my podcast is also sponsored by PromoPalace.biz. It's PromoPalace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. You need online marketing promotions for your product, your brand, or your music. Please check out PromoPalace.biz. Also, check out New Litter Apparel at NewLitter.com. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal rights activist, check out NewLitter.com. We got t-shirts, hoodies, kicks, and we got apparel for your dogs as well. We got dog bandanas. And also, I got to shout out Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, just add ice. Dizzle on ice. Check us out. Do your Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. We also got plenty of merchandise for Dizzle as well. We got hoodies, t-shirts, and whatnot. Once again, I'm Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, or more. Hit that like, hit that share, hit me that comment, hit the follow on Instagram, hit the like on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, follow on TikTok and whatnot and what more. Once again, I want to thank you for anybody who's tuned in. If you're live on TikTok, if you're on the YouTube, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.